Absolutely. I think that's a wonderful study design, and it's a wonderful opportunity to get a more rapid answer and not have to necessarily wait for the results from the ALTO trial of adjuvant lapatinib and trastuzumab to get the final answer.
Brian, how do you feel about that ALTO trial, specifically the fact that one of the arms is not going to have trastuzumab in it and just lapatinib?
So, in fact, I was one of the people that argued strongly having the lapatinib arm singly in there and not just trastuzumab. And I think at this point we've made a lot of mistakes in the past, Neil and Mark, in terms of trial design. And I think now it would be a huge regret not to ask that single arm lapatinib question at this point, because without that, you don't know where you are. How are the two agents head to head? What is the difference? What is the advantage of the combination, not just over trastuzumab, but over lapatinib alone?
I mean, scientifically,
so,
sure, but
so
what about ethically?
When we were questioned ethically how you could defend that in terms of the very strong evidence of trastuzumab and how I would present that to a patient, now, you have to remember that this design was being discussed again around 9 months ago. So the arguments which I presented were, here you have an agent which is oral, which has shown substantial activity, at least in the metastatic situation, and which may have an advantage, certainly, in terms of the brain metastasis situation. So I would just present all the data out there. And also, there was some data suggesting there could be less cardiotoxicity at that point with lapatinib. So if you put that all together of potentially less cardiotoxic, potentially fewer brain mets, oral different mechanism of action, it is informed consent. And you discuss it with the patient. You discuss the limitations of the lapatinib database at this point, but you present it out.